This is episode 255, Solve Problems as Quick as You Can.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 255. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for tuning in and using a little bit of it today to listen to this episode. And being conscious of your time, I always enjoy these short little episodes where I can just hopefully deliver some quick bit of value. And so today I'm talking about why you should try and solve problems as quick as you can, and really think about problem solving as part of your daily work and almost as a productivity practice. Because when problems arise, the natural thing to do is to put them off and to run away. You know, if you've ever said like, oh, I just can't think of this right now, I'll deal with it later. You know what I mean, and you've been in this boat before. And I get it, problems in our personal or work lives are tempting to ignore because they're generally no fun to deal with. And why would you choose to work on something that's difficult and no fun when you can find something easy and enjoyable to do instead? But I would argue that one of the keys to better productivity and general happiness is solving problems as quickly as you can. The quicker you can deal with a problem, the less time you have to worry about it, and the lower the chances are of it coming up again and just wasting more time. A simple example of this would be that, you know, we've built a lot of automated processes in my business. We do this using Zapier, and sometimes one of the apps that we've built just throws up an error. And this can happen just because the integrations change, or maybe there was human error involved that's part of the issue. And when the error or the issue comes up, it's tempting to just be like, oh, I'll deal with it later. But I try as much as I can to fix the problem as quickly as I can. Because I view these little errors that come up as opportunities to make the entire automation more robust and more reliable. So not only am I just fixing the problem and getting it off my plate as quick as I can, I'm actually then making the process better. I'm trying to make it so that this problem doesn't happen again. And that's a great time saver. Or another example would be if you've ever needed to have like an uncomfortable conversation with a client or a colleague, it's very tempting to hide from the problem and pretend everything's okay. Instead, I think it's better to address the issue head on. And this reminds me a lot of a quote Tim Ferriss has in The 4-Hour Workweek, where he says, "What we fear doing most is usually what we most need to do." And also very similar to the book Eat That Frog. I've forgotten the author's name, but Eat That Frog is basically this idea that the frog that you need to eat, the frog is generally your hardest thing you need to do that day. It's the thing you don't want to do. And actually eating the frog, starting your day with the hardest thing that you've been putting off, is often a great way to set yourself up for a productive day, because everything else feels easier after you've eaten this disgusting frog. And this idea is similar to the post or the episode I shared a little while ago, where I talked about how to avoid doing things ever again. This is one of the great ways to be more productive, is always be thinking about how can I make it so that this job I'm doing right now, I never have to do it again. For example, if a customer or client asks you the same question over and over, or if the same issues keep coming up for your customer support team, ask yourself, what do we need to do to avoid this question or this issue coming up again? Maybe you need better support documentation, or perhaps you need to improve your onboarding process. But by constantly solving problems and ensuring they can't happen again, what you'll actually end up with is you'll set yourself up for a future where you have far fewer problems to deal with on a daily basis. You've spent so long solving problems and making sure they don't repeat that actually when a problem does come up, it's quite rare. And that's a great feeling. That's a great sort of place to be if you can get there. On the flip side, by kicking the can down the road, you're simply delaying the inevitable. You're going to probably deal with it eventually anyway. So unless you solve the problem, the root cause of the problem, and if you're going to do it again anyway, why not find a solution now and save time later instead of just kicking the can down the road? You'll also save yourself a massive amount of unnecessary stress, because the whole time you're kicking that can down the road, delaying the problem, it's in the back of your mind and it's annoying you and stressing you out. So that's my Key takeaway today, if you have a problem, deal with it as quick as you can and move on. And ideally, find a way to make sure that the problem doesn't repeat itself. All right. That is it for me today. Nice little episode today. Wow, just over 5 minutes. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. This episode of the Paul Miners Podcast is sponsored by Text Expander. Listeners of this show know how much I love Text Expander. It's one of my absolute favorite productivity tools, and here's why. First off, it makes storing expandable text like email templates, links, and other bits of text that I need to use super quick and convenient to retrieve. This means you can quickly write emails or share links and spit out text anywhere on your device. Text Expander is great for teams working in customer service and sales and helps you to get your message right every time. You can expand content that corrects your spelling. It keeps your language consistent with just a few keystrokes. Using Text Expander, you can improve your productivity in a very tangible way. At the start of the year, I got my annual report for Text Expander, and in 2021, I saved 6 days worth of time just on typing. In fact, I've saved over 24 days since I started using Text Expander in 2015, so it's really saving me a meaningful amount of time. To get started, head to textexpander.com/Paul-Miners and save 20% when you sign up. That's textexpander.com/Paul-Miners, M-I-N-O-R-S, to save 20% and start saving time today. And thank you, Text Expander, for sponsoring the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.